Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch. Hit his own hush. We're so slush. I'm too up. We're too slush.
Bam, 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 bam. That's enough for me, dog.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Gotcha, bitch.
You count the jewelry.
Count the rings on a tree. Count the rings on a finger.
Jungle.
You got a bag, but this ain't a bag. This is a duffel. She got an ass, but she ain't that bad. She need to be
humble.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
What it do, what it is.
She said it over there.
Yeah, bruh, we recording. I don't care where the fuck you said that. I don't care where you said that.
We're kind of lopsided.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
You can sit in the middle like you sit there.
Where we what it do, what it is, man. This is the High Class Dirtbags podcast once again. And it's your boy Olansky. Three eyes on Instagram, two eyes on person, and one eye on paper.
I had no idea we were starting already.
Hey.
We're starting, guys.
Of course not. I'd like
What's
to surprise
going on, brothers? It's Pretty You from the Avenue. Instagram, Pretty You. P-R-I-D-D. You know, make it phonetic. Pretty.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Oren here. You know, I get my last name, sorry. Jewlucky on Instagram. Yeah.
Hey.
Jewlucky.
As always, this is the High Class Dirtbags podcast. Let me drop one of them good organic.
Bam, 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 bam.
For everybody.
We are shooting this hours before Yom Kippur fast, so enjoy, bitches.
Yeah. You already know, man. And this is who it is today, man, on the High Class Dirtbags podcast, man.
There's three of us, so we're going to social distance it. And hold on, I'm going
to
switch over.
We're going to try to.
I'm going to move over to the other side since our fourth didn't show up.
Sweet.
Disconnect this mic.
It's already been done.
Donezo.
Okay, all right. All right, we're moving. We got some moving pieces
coming
on. We
got some moving pieces, guys.
You can hear it in the background, man. You spilling my liquor, bro.
We're all organic here on the podcast.
Shout out to the Drink Works adult Keurig, man. That shit is fire. Hopefully they'll give us some money for shopping.
Yeah, we're still not haven't given up on you, Disney, but we're also being trying to be sponsored by Keurig, the automatic drink maker. I'm making a mojito.
Yeah,
it's fun to say mojito.
Mojito. Drinking a whiskey sour is pretty smooth, man.
And we're being sponsored by Red too, because we bought enough of their shit. They need to stop paying
Red
for us.
Cinema cameras, man.
Question: does this drink make any drink you want, or is it like?
They got just different concoctions that it's like a pod you put in, man, and it just presses.
Yusuf, I am glad you asked. You have a mixed variety of up to 28 different drinks. You can,
but there's actually up to 108,000 possibilities.
Is there like a Henny sour?
No, it's like the Keurig coffee. You know what
you
I mean?
Say
like,
you
just take the pod, you put it in there, and you push start, and it makes you a drink. I'm drinking
Dirtbag Edition coming soon, man. We're going to have the Henny margaritas on our drink work pods, you know, when we get the sponsorship.
Shout out. You can never do a strawberry margarita, so I don't know. That's
I'm trying to tell you.
That's not high class dirtbag. I don't know.
I need to do some mimosa. You know what I'm saying? Demosas.
Demosas. Wait, speaking of mimosas, have you guys ever heard of Chinola?
Nah, what is that?
Chinola happens to be a passion fruit liqueur. And what happens when you make that with your mimosa, it gets you a little more ossified because this passion fruit liqueur has 21%.
I'm gonna ask you about that word. What was that word? Ossified?
Ossified, yeah.
What is that? I've never heard that.
Stupid drunk.
Stupid drunk.
Ossified.
We're educational over here.
Hey,
you don't need, high school shorty. You just need to flip over the side B.
I play Scrabble.
Hey, could you have my phone?
Yeah, it's right there.
I need to put on silent and all that jazz.
Lucky that.
Damn, the air is fucking pumping in this bitch.
Pumping.
So should we tell them where we're sitting?
Nah, we ain't got to tell them where we're sitting. We're just sitting at our new high class Dirtbags facilities.
Secret location.
As you can see, we do not have the backdrop up for this episode.
It's a dirtbag facility.
We'll show the nice bookcase off. Yeah. Not really. It was just a time thing, man. It was like, fuck that. We're gonna make this nice and pretty today. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna switch it up every show, man. We don't know where we're gonna record that. Next time, I'm recording on the streets with some homeless guy.
I would like to go to the aquarium and have a big ass fucking grouper eating behind me.
Ooh. A grouper? Of all the fish at the aquarium, you want a grouper?
Yes, because.
You don't want the penguins, you don't want the beluga whales, no, the whale sharks.
I want the grouper, because you see want the hell, the fucking
grouper I can see in like Whole Foods.
Yes.
That's what you want. That's what does it for you.
The 8-foot grouper, yes.
That's interesting. I would do it in the penguins. Really? I would actually do like, you know, I would set the camera up, but then each one of us would sit in that little, you know how you get that little dome? You just your head. And we would just podcast from there, each one in our own little.
See, I'm different. I'd probably do it in front of
the penguins would be like looking at us like this.
I'd do it in front of the monkeys, because you know they're just going to copy and be like, oh, you can you imagine getting one up by the monkey? That motherfucking monkey trying to stop chopping his old lady? He's like, oh, okay, it's competition, huh?
Stop throwing shit at the glass?
No, you better stop. Man, I don't even know where to start today, man. Though it's the world is getting crazier by the moment. It's just shit crazier and crazier, man. It's just fuck. First of all, I want to say rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. Shout out to him, man. We lost a good artist, man.
No, being worth asking that question, I want to ask a question, right? And that question is this: I'm from New York. And I'm from the Bronx.
Okay.
And in the Bronx, we throw the X. And I've noticed that maybe Wakanda is maybe the South Bronx South, or did they steal our X?
So it's Wakanda.
They stole our X, B.
Oh, you think so?
But they don't do it like that. They go to the chest.
It's still an X.
There's more than one X.
It's one letter, though. There's only one X in the world.
I know, but I'm assuming there's more than one culture and one group of like real people, not Wakanda, not Marvel, that did the X. And here's my other question is, did they do the X in the 70s when the comic book was written? And then maybe that's where the Bronx got it from.
They did the fist in the 70s.
No, I'm talking about in the comic books.
No, in the comic book, they did the fist.
They did the fist. They didn't do the X.
They did the fist. Yeah, they didn't do the X.
I didn't know that.
They did the fist.
I thought they did the X in the comic book.
Now they do the X. I don't ever recall that X as a kid. But then again,
we're not going to bring DMX up in on this. I mean, like,
there's two DMXs. You know that?
No.
Did you know that? There's two. There's DMX, the dog from Yonkers. Shout out DMX. What's going on? And then there's another DMX.
We had him recording in the background last season.
Yes.
There's another DMX that was with BDP. Either he was a producer or an arranger, and he was called DMX.
Who came out first?
BDP came out in the 80s.
Yeah, of course.
Now, mind you, DMX has been around forever, but I would think that the first DMX was around first because he's at least 60 by now. KRS guy, you know, that's when hip hop started. Well,
I mean, there's a lot of double name rappers. Like T.I., when he first came out, he was T.I.P. He had to change his name because of Q-Tip sued him.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he had to change his name to T.I.
Well, yeah, because Q-Tip is Tip.
Yeah. Q-Tip is Tip.
I didn't know that was a Q-Tip thing. Wow, you just learned me something.
Yeah, so that was a big thing. He got sued for that. So
Notorious B.I.G. got sued for Biggie Smalls.
Really?
Yeah. There was an artist, wasn't a rapper, but it was already an artist that was out for years named Biggie Smalls.
And so that's why he changed
Biggie
his name.
He couldn't be Biggie Smalls anymore.
So that's why he had to change his name to Notorious B.I.G.
Correct.
Ah, see, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, my friend. So you learned stuff here.
I'm sure when he found out, he was like, oh, I gotta change my name, son.
Like, that's wild, though. Oh.
Ice makes too much noise.
It's cool, man. Everybody knows we like that little sip, a little something. You gotta stay hydrated in these times, man. So since we on music, man, this week came out, Kanye dropped the bombshell that Jay-Z, right? Listen to this. Jay-Z, apparently, in order to get his masters back from Def Jam back in the day, he sold Kanye West masters to Def Jam. the 50% stake that Jay-Z had in Kanye West's masters, he sold to Def Jam to get his 100% of his masters back.
I think that's a good fucking deal. You always want your masters.
Yes, until your homeboy tried to get his masters back, and then he can't.
And then it comes out like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be my big brother.
So wait, so Kanye wants Jay-Z to hold on to his masters. So basically, hold on, let me start from the beginning. So Jay-Z owned half of Kanye's masters.
Yes.
And Kanye wanted him to hold on to that instead of...
No, he wanted him to... Kanye wanted his masters.
What do you mean he wanted Jay-Z's?
So I didn't say Kanye wanted his masters. I own half of your masters, right? Yeah. But for me to get my masters, I have to sell the half that I own of yours to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
That will never sell you back yours.
You'll never get yours, but I got mine.
How can you say never though? Because Jay-Z apparently is getting his masters
Jay-Z
back.
Has
so
way more leverage. You got to be a certain kind of person.
Well, then I guess in this
it's called business.
In this business, Kanye, you shouldn't have. You were worried about sneakers. I'm sorry.
That's like, why you should always have your own masters. It's a dirty game.
Like that's what I'm saying. It's like that's like the goal of every artist is to have your own masters.
But at the expense of your little brother or your homeboy.
At the expense of your little brother and your
homeboy. Are they that close?
Yeah, I mean, Kanye
got a song.
I mean, they made songs together.
No, made a song saying that Jay-Z, you're my big brother.
Yeah.
Like, basically, I love you, my big brother. I look up to you. Everything you do is right.
I ain't never had a real big brother. You've been there.
So imagine, Paul McCartney, back in the day, was offered his, you know, the Beatles thing back in like the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And he told Michael Jackson this because they were good friends. And he just told him this out of confidence. Hey, guess what? Apple's going to sell me my stuff. Michael Jackson went to Apple, overbid Paul McCartney, and that's why Michael Jackson owns
all. That happened?
No, but he didn't just own the Beatles.
He owned half of
the music industry. That's what I'm saying. Like
he owned
the Beatles is
yes.
That was the big catalog.
The Beatles and Paul McCartney still doesn't own these rights.
Yes.
To these songs.
Correct.
Like,
but he also bought
the fucking.
He didn't just buy the Beatles. He bought like everybody's publishing.
He brought Little Richard. But he gave a lot of stuff back.
Yeah, he gave Little Richard back his publishing. Stevie Wonder back his publishing. A lot of dudes, he gave back their publishing. But that's what I'm saying. Jay-Z sold off people's publishing.
That's not
he did the opposite. He did the opposite. He didn't buy everybody's masters.
So, but here's the thing: is like
and give them back.
But Kanye,
he bought people's masters and used it as a tool to get his.
But here's the thing: is whether it be before this transaction or after the transaction, Kanye still does not own his masters, right?
And he owns 50%.
He owns 50%.
So he still owns 50% of his masters. So just that they're not in Jay-Z's hands anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like I can see them, but this is one of those things where it's just like. You should be happy for somebody else. You know
no,
I mean?
Man. Like, because you have the chance. All right, so this is like this, right? Say this podcast, for instance, right? Say everybody's 50-50 partners, right? 50-50 partners. We'll just say two people just for, you know, easy math, right? 50-50 partners, right? Like, we're 50-50. I own 50%. You own 50%, right? But this is... like, I'm just an investor on your podcast. This is your podcast, but because I invested, I own 50% of it, right? Check. You see? I have my own successful podcast already. I don't need to even.
Oh, I get the whole.
So now, with that being said, I don't own the rights to my podcast. I use your podcast that I know is, you know, gonna have the longevity and all that stuff. The 50% I own of your shit, I use to get my shit 100%. And then you're sitting there 5 years, 10 years down the road when you're trying to be in my position, can't buy your shit back because they'll never sell anybody back their publishing.
You know,
but here's the thing: is like you say that, but they're selling Jay-Z back his publishing in his transaction.
Jay-Z had so much leverage, bro.
But
that's
I'm
what
just
saying,
it's not impossible.
It's Listen. A moral. It's, I think it's more of a moral dilemma.
It like, totally is,
right? It's a moral dilemma because on Jay-Z's behalf, it's good business.
But
right?
Hold on, and I do get it. But are we also not going to forget like Kanye's? Not the same person he
I'm
was.
Not talking
like,
I'm not talking about where
this
Kanye
is. Business.
Is.
We're in business. I'm talking about.
Regardless of where Kanye's mental state is right now, that is wrong.
So
because
that's what I was getting
like,
at.
On some family law, familiar shit. It's like,
you
dog,
don't do that.
You got the dilemma. Like you can either like, bro, I can sell my 50% that I own to you right now.
To you.
You know what I'm saying? And never own my shit, but you'll at least have your shit. Or I could just be like, Fuck you. I'm going to sell your shit, make you in my position now.
That's the moral.
That's fucked up. But because you know how bad that to be in that position is. Because obviously Jay-Z knows the effect of how bad that to be in that position is because he wants his masters back. So the fact that he's putting his quote unquote little brother in that position goes to show that like ain't nothing sacred.
Nothing. No, it's nothing sacred. But here's the thing. And I didn't just say like, hey, because Kanye's in like this deranged, you know, mentality and not take advantage. I'm saying, what did he say to Jay-Z? Like, you don't know the behind the scenes of this. Like, for all you know, like, Jay-Z's like, you know, I tried, screw it. Like, you know, I've been trying to sell it to you for years. I don't know the whole story of it.
I
is what I'm saying is like, maybe Jay-Z's like, you know what, screw this. Like, you're never going to buy these from me. I might as well get mine.
I just strongly doubt that Jay-Z said, hey, I got your master, you want to buy them. Now, I say it's a moral dilemma. One, because as friends, as brothers, you don't shit on your brother so you can do well. You don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shit on you. If you're my brother and I love you and you love me, I'm not going to shit on you so I can be better. Wouldn't do that. So that's the moral dilemma. Yes, good business on Jay-Z's behalf, but bad friendship. It's a bad friend move. It's just not cool. Like, if it was me, if I was Kanye and Jay-Z sold my masters to the people to get his masters back, I would look at Jay-Z a little differently. Like, I probably wouldn't be at every party he throws. You know, our relationship would slightly diminish because you shitted on me, so you don't get shitted on. I understand, you know, every man for himself, but, you know, we get better as a people, right?
So I'm saying, like, what you're saying is, like, why does it start with all of a sudden this transaction? Like, you don't, you know, for the past 2 years, Kanye's been just speaking nonsense. Like, how do you know there hasn't been any nonsense? Eventually, you know, you get in your fight with it. You know what I mean?
That's not
like,
nonsense, because if it was nonsense, Jay-Z would have came and disputed it. That's how I feel about
what
it.
What do you mean? Like, whatever happens, man, like, always like,
Kanye
hey,
was to come out this week and be like, Jay-Z owned my masters, but he sold his mines to get his back. If it was the wrong statement, Jay-Z would have came out and been like, yo, that's not the case, homeboy. You know that's not the case. I tried to sell you your shit.
Or Kanye would have had to apologize, like he always does. When he says something wrong, someone says, hey, Kanye, blah, 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 blah. And he'll get on Twitter and say, hey, so-and-so called me and said this, and I was wrong. Now I know I was wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, crazy people. Yes, he's crazy. I'm not defending him at all. But he's crazy, but he's not stupid.
Yeah, and then you don't get $1 billion because you're stupid, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. You don't make $1 billion.
I never said he was stupid.
Nah, but what I'm saying is like, you look back at all those times, it's like, oh, Kanye West and Jay-Z and all them boys fall out. Like, I would probably fall out with some people because of that, dog. Like, on some real shit. If you telling me, like, yo, I'm not going to sell you your masters back. I'm going to sell them to the other man that's
the
never going to
the thing is, how do you know that
back.
Didn't happen?
You have a valid point there. You
yeah, like that's
have,
what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. If Jay-Z pulled the Michael Jackson, like the home palm, yeah, that's completely fucked
that's
up.
Fucked up.
It is really 100%. But if it was like, hey, you know, like I've tried to sell you masters for the past 3 years, but you opened up this failed clothing shop line, whatever, you know, like all the crap that Kanye's been doing the past 3 years. He's
failed,
like, I've been holding on these things. Like Russell called. He said, if I don't do it now, I'm done. Like I'm never gonna own my masters. So I tried.
The scary thing about Kanye and his masters is this, right? If you own Kanye's masters, you know you're going to have a lot of money because those albums are amazing.
Yep.
They're like the first 3 or 4 albums are amazing.
Yeah,
that's boy, a Kanye
album. That boy, take that over Jay-Z's album catalog any day.
That boy,
like, I listen to Jay-Z music, don't get me wrong and shit, but Kanye music just hit different.
Look at that. You look at rappers, right? And every rapper has a generation of babies, right? So you look at that. You can look at Kanye's babies. He has a whole generation of fake Kanye's. Where's the fake Jay-Z's? Where are they? They weren't allowed.
That's
to
what I'm saying, man. Like I get, there's a thin line between friendship and business.
There is.
There's a super thin line. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that shit just gets really blurred. And me personally, that's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
You said Kanye was a billionaire. I don't think Kanye's a billionaire.
No, he is. He's a billionaire.
I know Jay-Z is.
No, he's a Kanye
Jay-Z,
is.
He's a billionaire. He just cracked it maybe the last 6 months.
Kanye is definitely a billionaire.
I heard rumors recently he was going broke.
No, he's a billionaire. That motherfucker, he was going broke, and then all that.
That's why this whole church shit is doing. Because they're trying not to pay taxes.
And then
possibly.
And then all that.
Possibly.
Like, I'm dead serious. Like,
no,
that's the whole.
Hey,
like,
guys, just so you know, I'm having an idea, and I was thinking.
That's
that
the perfect way not to pay taxes.
I was thinking about taking a bedroom and making it a house of worship.
Like seriously, like, that's exactly
that's
what.
That's how you win.
Like, that was one of those, like, why is Kanye going crazy? It's like, oh, well, he owes a bunch of taxes, and this is the way to get out of taxes and money and everything.
And then
I don't know.
And then you turn a religion and you don't pay taxes no more. Life is good. Great tactic. I don't know if that was, but hey.
Hey, man, it is what it is. I mean, that motherfucker, you don't get $1 billion being stupid, so. Hey,
nah, $1 billion is not for dumb people.
All I know is if you own the master, 50% of my masters, at least ask me if I want to buy it.
At least give me a shot.
Yeah, at least give me a shot. And around that time, Kanye had already probably $500 million. So he ain't had the money for it. You know what I'm saying?
30K. But hey, man, business is business. Yeah. And sometimes business scrapes your knees, and sometimes it makes your pockets fat. It all depends on who you are.
Kanye's net worth.
Motherfucking shit, a lot.
It's probably damn.
My phone knows me. I even spelled it wrong. Kanye's net worth is $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
Phones are. I hate you, phone. Phones know you. They
scare
you.
So that motherfucker owns shit. Shit, that's what happens, dog. But you just gotta make sure all that paperwork is right.
But what happens when the paperwork is one way and then larceny is in someone else's heart? How does that work out? Because like you just don't do that to your homeboy. Now, if you have a business partner, and I'm not justifying bad business, but what I'm saying is, you always do good business first.
Yeah.
Right. But you definitely don't do bad business with a friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or a brother.
Yeah, you don't do that. Now, if it's a perfect stranger, I get it. But it's not a perfect stranger, so that makes it even worse. But first rule, do good business no matter who it is.
Yeah. That's why everything gets blurred, man. Like, snitching gets blurred. Fucking good business, business is business gets blurred. Because, like, business is business still if your family. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do business with your family.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Hey, am I lying?
I don't see no lies in that one.
So I mean, so you're all for it. I'm glad you're
all for it. I'm just saying,
50% of my masters.
God, what are you talking about? We gotta do.
God damn! I need all 100% of my shit. God damn! That motherfucker said, "Yo, I sell your shit right now for $20." Like,
so wait. Damn. Here's the thing: Kanye's worth $1.3 billion, and you don't think that's powerful enough to get your masters back?
Nope. You know that's what that does.
Wait, hold on. Paul McCartney can't get his, and he's a sir. He's a knight.
Yeah, dog. Hold on.
He got the queen by him, and he can't get
his. But hold on, there's a difference. There's a difference between...
The Queen of England can't get Paul McCartney.
Here's the thing, is that Michael Jackson owns... Like, we all know how much money Michael Jackson
made.
They
sold
it. Huh? They sold everything.
The family sold the catalog.
Not all of it.
No.
They went through the specifics.
No, Beatles. They sold the catalog for $750 million.
Whoa.
When he died. That's why they were trying to say that the music industry framed Michael Jackson, because he owned half of the music industry's masters. When I say half, I mean like 50%.
But think about this.
The music industry's masters.
Think about the thumb to the industry. Think about this to the industry. After you take all the masters, basically he snuck it. Basically he outbusinessed them. He did great business and they didn't see it coming. Got all this shit. And then it said, you've been getting fucked for years, right? Here's yours. Hey, Oren, you've been getting fucked for years too. Here's your masters. Hey, guy in the corner, you be getting fucked? I got your masters too. I don't want no money. He gave them away.
Yeah.
That's something else.
That's different. Yeah, that's different.
That's a beautiful soul.
That's different, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, the shit that Jay-Z did, me personally, that's some sucker shit. Like, on some real shit. But I mean, who am I? I'm just a small-time dude doing a small-time podcast.
But that's some sucker shit.
I don't know enough details on it to give her
some sucker shit, man.
From the outside
looking in, just that, like, if you was to ask me, would you sell your homeboy's masters so you can get yours back? You know, no.
Hit the button.
That's a no for
no,
me,
No, I'm saying simple like that. Yeah, I agree. No.
I'm good.
Like, plain as paper like that, yes, I would not do it as well.
I mean, it just don't even sound right when you say it out loud.
I have loyalty to my friends as well.
that shit don't sound right when you say it out loud.
But I only have so much loyalty. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know if Kanye was just this normal Kanye, I wouldn't be this, you know, defensive about it. But he's, I don't see it as like, I don't see Jay-Z doing that just out of the clear, like, Kanye, like, sitting there opening the newspaper and just like, wait, what? He's selling my mat? Like, you know, like.
Wait, so when he opens the newspaper, does he cross his legs or does he see his legs akimbo?
I don't even think he crosses it. He's got somebody, he's a billionaire. He's got somebody opening the newspaper for him.
He got someone with the back paper on his back.
Yo, open my paper up.
Like, oh, speaking of that, that's actually a good transition. What was it? So how come some things are classy and some things are trashy?
You're right.
Depending on your money's worth. Like,
you're right. Because think about this, right? Because this is what rich people do. Not now, or maybe they do it now. I don't know, because I don't have money like that. But I've read somewhere that you have certain people who would take children and make the children lay on their feet as feet warmers. The same thing as like Chinese.
So they like hug your feet to keep
they,
it warm?
They would just lay on your feet.
Yo, good.
I kind of want one of those.
Yo, that's the crazy.
I have concrete floors. So I want one of these kids.
Nah. That's enough for me, dog.
No, I'm good, man.
Nah, it's climate, dog. Like, oh, yeah, no, that's my foot kid.
Weird shit like that.
Here's what brought it up. Is yesterday on the radio, I heard, I think, like Gucci or something like that, like a $3,000 pair of jeans with grass stains on it.
Oh, I heard and Gucci.
And I'm like,
yeah,
bro,
why?
Like, if I show up to work with grass stains, you know, like that's trash. But if it were Gucci jeans, that's.
It's classy.
It's classy. You know,
yeah,
like,
if you do it, you're trashy. Or should I say grassy?
Even if I wear the Gucci jeans, actually, I'd be trashy. So I don't win in any of this. Like,
you don't win no way.
Nah, it is. Because you can only do certain things in certain situations. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. When I was a kid, I got in trouble for grass stains. That's just me, though.
Yeah, now it's cool, man. Now you got to pay $3,000 for that.
My mom told me that blood never comes out. I was under the impression my whole life blood never comes out. It does.
Alcohol.
No, but you just put it in the washing machine.
I don't
comes
know
out.
How you know that. I don't really care.
You know, let's not talk about the way you know how blood can look.
You've never cut yourself with blood on your shit?
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I cut myself before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You guys hiding something? You got blood on your fucking clothes.
That's a no for me, dog.
You guys have periods or something? You know?
I don't know what you're talking about. If you want, I'll give you the contact for my legal representation. And he will answer any further questions regarding those matters.
Blood does come out. Just hide. I mean, it really is it that simple.
Yep. Well, I hope none of our viewers have to actually deal with that.
Hey, guys, the main idea is not to get blood on your body.
So, oh, man, your boy, man. This dude here, man, the fucking president of the United States of America, man. This asshole here.
Who's that?
Donald J. Trump, I think.
The Donald?
Yeah, Donald Trump. This motherfucker came out, sometime this week. It was,
This was
in Atlanta, the blackest city in the world, you know what I'm saying, right now. You know what I'm saying, in Atlanta, the black Mecca, Wakanda. Shit, this one, you can't fuck it up. This Wakanda, shorty. In my T.I. voice. he came out and was like, yeah, man, if I'm reelected for my second term, I'm going to come out with the platinum package. And the platinum package is, to help stimulate the black economics and, get better school systems in the inner city and
bribery,
minority system. Oh yeah. That motherfucker.
Bribery.
Total bribe. Last
bribery.
Minute.
Do you know what? You know what? It's funny because he called it the platinum plan. Like really? They sat in the room.
Platinum,
like,
platinum,
I wonder why didn't they call it the vibranium plan?
No.
Why?
Like, I mean, if anything, like it's more black than platinum. Like that's
that
like
more of a
I mean, I guarantee you, they probably dished that out. Like, hey,
you know why?
Call Marvel, see if we can call it that. No, no, we can't call
no,
it
we
that.
Can't call that.
You know why?
Nobody wants platinum. We're going to do that.
You know why?
Next week.
Because it's not real. Like, niggas know vibranium ain't real, dog. Ain't so that plan is just not real.
Like, no, real.
You're like, what about the gold plan? No, 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 no.
No, no that's but for all, the Jews.
But,
that's
but,
for the Jews.
But all their teeth, though. Like, no, no.
They all
no,
have gold in their mouth already.
I got it. Platinum.
We take it back to the early 2000s. We going platinum, y'all.
I can see Donald Trump turning around. Like, guys, chill. I got it. Platinum.
You gotta have the syllables. Platinum. I got it, guys. We're gonna call it the platinum. You know why? Black guys love
this
platinum.
Is what gets me, though. It's 3 years. He's had 3 years, 8 months, and 2 weeks to do this plan. And now with 6 weeks left, he's literally like, you know what? I got this plan. But you gotta vote for me.
Wait.
Again. You gotta gamble with me for another
again.
Four fucking
hey,
years.
Because you know why? Because in the first term, you know what he said? You ain't got nothing to lose anyway.
And
remember
now
that?
And now you have something to lose.
And now
you
have
something
to
lose.
Fuck you.
Basically what he's saying.
Well, I got a motherfucking life.
Joe Biden should be like, I have a $501 billion plan.
Wow.
Just like totally priceless
yeah,
item.
Joe Biden is guilty of it too.
No, hell yeah.
Listen,
I'm not saying it all.
Donald Trump probably had that fucking plan in his back pocket since he got elected the first time. He's like, I'm not even going to drop the platinum plan yet. This is my ace in the pocket.
Watch this.
Like, the platinum plan. Like, y'all don't even know about the platinum. You don't even know. It's going to be great. Right? So, Joe Biden has not released any kind of black...
He has a diamond.
No kind of black agenda whatsoever since the beginning of his fucking campaign, his last minute campaign. But guess what he did? He had an ace in his hole, too. Guess what it was?
Kamala.
No. That wasn't even the ace. That was the king. That was the king of spades. You know what I'm saying? I got the king and the ace of spades. Just watch this. I'm going to give him Camilla, right? Because she black. You know what I'm saying? And she's a sister. So I'm going to give him that. So I don't got to drop no black agenda. I got a sister. You don't got to drop agenda when you got a sister. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. It's self-explanatory. Like, my agenda is the sister. You know what I'm saying?
My agenda is right here.
Yeah, right here. You know what I'm saying? But this is my ace in the hole, America. I'm going to give y'all weed.
That would be nice.
He ain't dropped no black agenda. I'm gonna give you weed and a black vice president.
You be like,
Just decriminalize. Look, just decriminalize.
That's giving us weed.
That's basically, in a sense, that is.
You mean I can roll down my window when I get pulled over with a blunt by my leg? What's up?
You got to basically get all other branches of Congress and Senate too, and that wouldn't be a problem, I don't think.
No, not at this point.
Not at this point.
Because as soon as you legalize weed, you're gonna wipe out the U.S. deficit by so much, dog.
You're gonna, dog.
Give it 10 years, legal weed in every fucking state in the United States, including fucking Puerto Rico and all that. But I promise you, dog.
You need 2 years. All America will be out of debt. I'm gonna tell you.
It depends on how they're doing it.
Look at Colorado. They have so much surplus that they're like, shit, we just gonna start giving stuff away because we don't know what else.
But hold on. There is like, you brought it up, like Colorado, and then you got places like California, which both have legality and they're both doing incredibly well.
Hold your back.
But, help yourself. The difference is California has a lot more regulations on everything. I mean, you can't buy a plastic bottle in that state without paying a tax on, you know, like everything is regulated. So it creates a bigger gray market, a bigger black, you know what I mean? More underground and more, you know, they're actually like, there was a problem.
So is it give and take?
It is. Like, you got to be able to do it. Like, for instance, like, and here's an example of what happened in, when I was out there is they were making like the oils, you know what I mean? And they were doing it illegally, but they were also doing it at an actual facility. And when a fire got called, the fire department showed up thinking that it's just a normal facility, not knowing that there was all these chemicals in there, you know, these explosive chemicals. And so they went in there, and it blew up on them. Like, I don't think anybody got killed, but they, like, got injured. Like, it's a big, big deal. Like, and, I mean, obviously the people are at fault that did that, but in the same sense, like, that's bad for the industry. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's like, that is really bad.
I get what you're saying about that, but then you got motherfuckers who really gonna take that shit, like, what you supposed to do with it, go through the routes and shit like that.
But hold on, this is what I'm saying. It's like, you will have that, but that's not gonna be people like you and me. That's gonna be Marlboro. That's gonna be billionaires already, millionaires and investors. That's not gonna be.
Think of a pack of Newports.
It'd be like you starting your own tobacco company.
What's going to happen?
I mean, it'd be like you starting your own tobacco.
All the tobacco plants down, they have all that land.
Like, think of all the regulation that happened, you know, that was going around alcohol, for instance. Like, you couldn't have your own brewery. You couldn't have your own beer. You know what I mean? Forever, it was just whatever you can buy in the supermarket. And now, all of a sudden, they just lack some laws. And look, this shelves, you know what?
Craft brews everywhere.
There's a balance that's got to be done with it.
Of course.
Or we're going to get screwed. Like, we're not going to get screwed. We're just going to be... You know,
I understand what you're saying.
We're not going to jail, but we are experts on this shit. We should be making money off of it.
I just really hope that Monsanto is pushed out of the weed industry because they'll fuck around and make their own strain.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be.
They'll fuck it up. And now you're getting high and it's not even doing anything. Or you're getting high, and as you're getting high, you're growing up like an ear, like behind, like in the back of your head, under your hair.
Nah, man. I mean, but you still gonna have those mom and pop operations, man. You just gotta get in where you fit in.
But that's the thing is, are you? Like, you can't grow tobacco in North Carolina because it's in the, you know what I mean? Like,
they want
you buying their crops. You know what I mean? Like,
can you, is it illegal?
I mean, it's not enforced law, but it's on the books. Like, you can't grow tobacco in the thing because you might ruined the crop down the street. So you know what I mean? Like
you can't grow tobacco. That's what that is.
I don't know if the law's still on there, but it was one of those old laws. Like North Carolina is a tobacco state. Philip Morris, whatever the companies are there.
Philip Morris.
So they regulate, there was a car dealership in North Carolina, I remember, that got in trouble for using its rainwater. They would basically use its own rainwater, save it, and then wash the cars with it.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, but apparently you can't do that in that state.
Well,
because I don't know. I don't know. Remember the reason. Like, there will always be regulation on everything we do.
Of course. Someone has to tell, right? Someone has to say, hey, he's doing
it. But that's what it is. It's like the water company's like, hey, we filter the water, blah, blah, blah. We don't know what you're doing with the water. And they get this our creek, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, we need that water to...
Yeah.
Well, we bought the rain. Exactly. It's fucking rainwater.
What are you talking about? So you got to charge it for air now is what's next?
I understand that, but there are states that's making it work. You can look at every state's going to do it their own way. But there are states that are making it work. And all the states that have decriminalized weed, look at the numbers. Their motherfuckers got a surplus of motherfucking money and tax dollars and all that.
Oh, no. Well, there's a difference between decriminalized and legal. Decriminalized is that we're not going to take you to jail.
Exactly.
It's basically
what does that mean? Decriminalize. Once you decriminalize around the board, guess what? It's no longer illegal.
It's still, that's the thing. It's like, it's still.
You ever got pulled over on Broadway with a blunt? On Broadway with a blunt? You know what happens if you get pulled over on Broadway with a blunt?
Nothing.
For me, I get arrested and let out the precinct, or I go to central booking and the judge says, go home. Nothing. It's not a charge.
Now it's not even a ticket. It's a $75 ticket.
Do you even go in or they give you a ticket right there?
No, you just get tickets now. It's all that's what they're calling. It's like basically like it's an illegal act, but it's not a criminal act.
Yeah. It's like pissing in the street then.
Yeah. No, actually pissing in the street, you can get exposure. Yeah, you can get lewd conduct or exposure. Or
I guess if
you're in a school zone, you can get like...
It's a ticket.
Yeah. That's a great area.
It's a ticket.
It's like drinking in public in a sense. Like you can do it, but you're not supposed to drink in public.
It's a ticket. Yeah. Like you get a ticket.
But if you have over... Every state also sets it. You have over an ounce. If you're distributing like...
Yeah, of course, but I mean, there's going to be ways to do it the right way and legally, so you know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout for that. What I'm saying is, I just think it's funny that all these motherfuckers just last-ditch efforts was like, we're just going to do this to pander. Like, I'm all for it in some aspects, but I just...
Oh, yeah, the platinum plan? Yeah, it's
platinum
totally
plan and decriminalizing weed. The motherfucker ain't come out with...
Well, no, here's the thing.
No black agenda until the last minute.
But my thing is, decriminalizing thing is real, though?
But hold on.
A carrot in front of a...
You got to remember, like, one is running for president, so that is all pandering. Like, he hasn't been... He doesn't hold any office.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, so everything he is doing is... But in a sense, like, Trump, you had 3 years to do this. You never even talked about it. It is a complete 100% pander. Yeah,
they're all pandering. Like, it's
like, if he really wanted to do it, he can be like, all right, do it now.
Yeah. We like, here's right now. Look,
sign it. Boom, right now.
Now, what's up?
What's up? Vote for me.
That's how you do that.
Bitches, like, that is.
That's what you say. Look what I did. Drop the mic, walk away.
He can do that, but he's not. He's like, if you vote for me, I probably won't. But maybe. What do you got to lose?
Yeah. Meanwhile, shit, I ain't heard damn Joe Biden to be like, yo, man, we gonna put money more into the black economy. I ain't hear none of that shit. I just heard, hey man, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Like, wait a minute, dog. Like, goddamn. Yeah, so what? You might get my vote, but still, goddamn. You gotta be so obvious with it. Like, goddamn. That motherfucker gotta be so obvious.
He said, you're like that broke girlfriend that like, I have that, like, that penthouse apartment. Like, go ahead, leave. I dare you. Go, you walk out that door, you never coming back.
You never find nobody better than me.
Ain't going nowhere.
Damn it, Joe. Come on.
Why you gotta be like that?
Like, God damn. Are you gonna really do me like that? Yeah, that's the
best. You know I love you. Come back.
That's
politics for you.
For the 37th time.
Is this after? Come back. You know I love you.
And I came back for the 37th time. I was bruised, battered mentally.
And I just kept coming back.
I just went back for some more. Give it to me. Tell me, Joe. Lie to me, Joe.
Spit on me, Joe. Tell me something good, Joe.
I'm going to decriminalize it, baby.
Legalize it.
Joe, spit on me, Joe. It's raining, Joe. Spit on me, Joe. It's raining, Joe.
Oh, man. You... All right, remember, come October, you better vote, baby. I got you.
November.
You can
start voting.
You can start voting now. I'm about to say, You can definitely start voting now. So go ahead and get out there, man. Your vote counts.
Yeah. I mean, vote for whoever you want to, but just make sure you vote. How about that? Just vote for you. Just
I wish it, honestly, like, I'm okay with us going to like some kind of like Afghani style voting system where you get like the whole week to do it and they give you that finger die. You know what I mean? Like, basically, you once you vote, you stick your finger in like a die, and you can't. It doesn't come off for like a whole week.
And we all know you voted.
Exactly. We all know you voted.
I like that.
And that's like basically like.
I like Russian parliament. You know how those guys, you know, they're having a conversation about shit, and the guy says, "You know what? I'm gonna build a new building right here." And one guy says, "No, that's part of my jurisdiction," and they actually get up and start fighting. Have you ever seen those Russian guys?
No.
Yes, they fight. They don't argue. They fight. They put hands on each other.
They fight.
They put hands on each other.
And the winner's policy.
And the winner's policy wins.
If I win.
Yeah, no, like,
no way.
That's real shit, though. I have seen that shit.
I'm sure it has happened, but like always, like no way.
No, it's not the policy. Okay, I disagree. Let's fight. But it happens a lot.
I mean, because otherwise, like, I mean, Putin would be nothing. He's not that big. Like, there would be some bigger motherfucker like Putin. I challenge you to like.
I've seen on YouTube. Putin sitting down with all the oligarchy, parsing out papers to sign, and one guy didn't sign it. Or he was sitting there looking at it. So Putin walks over to him, takes the paper, looks at the guy. Now the translator is translating, obviously. I don't know. I don't speak Russian. So the translator is like basically saying, Putin's like, so you're not going to sign? And the guy's like, oh, I was just reading it. And Putin was like, there's nothing to read. It's good. Everyone else is signing. Do you want to sign or not? And the guy was like, I want to sign. Yeah, put the paper back down. The dude took the pen from Putin.
Yeah, no, so, I want to sign that
you
shit.
You know what Putin said without saying anything? Putin said, man.
No, I got 100% of your masters now, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
My office hours are from.
Gotcha, bitch.
Putin got these motherfuckers out the window.
Wait, you like this? You just said you like this? That's how you introduced this. You're like, I like Russian.
No, I think it's a very amusing.
I mean, it's entertaining.
Oh, it's amusing. Yes, it's a great
I don't want
show.
That shit in my backyard, bro.
No, I don't want Americans to fight, but it would be funny. It would be, imagine Maxine Waters having a conversation with Mitch McConnell, and he said something she don't like, and she smacked flames out of him. Imagine Nancy Pelosi putting someone in a figure four leg lock. Come on, that'd be amazing.
But then you get like...
We got a knockout.
I would actually rather see like...
I'm voting on the yoke, motherfucker. Everybody.
I would actually rather see them like challenge him to, you know, like a Billy Madison style, like decathlon or some shit like that. Like three rounds of Jeopardy or some shit like that. Like basically,
you want this weed decriminalized? All right.
You got to answer five questions about the U.S. history. Like
motherfucker.
How about you do this puzzle? You paint this wall?
Like, no, seriously. Like, my mom took, what was it? She had to take the citizenship test a few years ago. And it's questions like, I mean, I didn't even know. Like, what is the longest river in the United States?
The Mississippi River.
No, it's not. That's the widest. Apparently, the Missouri River is longer than any other river.
Who would know that?
U.S. people that take the U.S. citizenship test.
Would lose that shit.
No, they know this.
Why?
Because that's part of the citizenship test. But I guarantee you, not a single politician could pass that fucking test that my 50-year-old mother.
Man, you hear that, man? DreamWorks. That's why we need Disney. That's why we need this damn sponsorship, man. We need that.
Serious, like.
No, you're probably right.
We need that to come through.
Like, I would love to see, like, you know, I would love to see this presidential debate be, you know, a round of Jeopardy. Just seriously, like, all right, who knows more about the Constitution, U.S. history?
A round of Jeopardy with a shot in between.
What time, when did Mr. Big
start? Honestly, but hold
on.
Going back to the fight thing, I actually would love to see Joe challenge. Because Joe's like that old, like, Marine guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Trump would die.
I would love to see him just, like, challenge him to a fight.
Do you see Trump, how he lands on the podium? He can't even stand up. He's just completely fucked up.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, and just so you know, did you know that Abraham Lincoln... when he was trying to pass a bill or whatever, he would actually wrestle. This is before he became the president. He would wrestle. He's like, so you don't agree? Let's wrestle. And if he pins you, then he won. And this is real life. You can Google this. This is fact. Abraham Lincoln, the bearded guy with the stupid hat. Yeah.
Interesting.
He would actually wrestle people.
Did I ever tell you the KFC story? The Colonel? On here?
No.
So the Colonel has a similar story.
The Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders is a fucking dick, first of all. Like, I mean, he's done with it, but... His business started off kind of in a dick move. So at the time, there were, you know, those like diner style trailers you know, the silver ones or whatever, yeah, they would serve food out of them. And they would kind of like set up in front of factories. And that was like the original like food carts, original diners, that kind of shit. And so there was one in Kentucky, out of nowhere, but that sold fried chicken outside of a factory. And it made a fuck ton of money. It was always packed. But, you know, you only got like an hour for lunch. So these people would literally wait their whole break just to get, you know, chicken. So Colonel's like, I'm going to open one across the street and still have this motherfucker's business. And sure as shit, he did. After a little while, the dude got upset. I mean, I'm sure he was upset the whole time, but long story short, they got into a got into a gunfight. Started shooting at each other from each other's restaurants. And the other dude had a bullet ricochet and it hit some lady, some bystander. He went to jail for like a year or two, I don't know, not long. But enough time that where Sanders didn't go to jail, and he took over the whole.
He had two choices out there.
Now he was expanding the other fucking factories. Yeah, and that's basically how this motherfucker became
the Colonel.
The fucking Colonel. He's a piece of shit.
Is it the that's Colonel?
That's an American
or the
story
Colonel?
Right there.
That's an American story right there. Wow.
It's the Colonel, not the Colonel.
He's the Colonel.
He wasn't a Colonel at the time.
After that, he was. He earned his stripes.
That's basically,
he was a colonel in these streets, son. Purple Heart. I was busting in public in front of the factory
before it was cool.
Six shooter, baby. You ever try to reload a shooter, motherfucker? You know how hard it is to shoot a motherfucker then reload in the heat of battle,
and they keep
with no cover.
I can just imagine him, like, I imagine him young, like, I imagine, what, like 25, but still in, like, the white little...
Could you imagine slim black? Look, he has black hair. Yeah. No, he always had white hair.
I bet he has
25 white hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Shady ass.
Pew, pew, pew. Silver guns. Bam, bam, bam.
And then he had a two-shooter in his ankle. Like, that's how he won.
His hook of gun.
And and I hear him talking like the big chicken from what's it called? The Looney Tunes. I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, Foghorn.
Yeah,
I say, boy, I'm a Shelby.
I can go by a restaurant.
God damn it,
boss,
I say, you talking like you want a duel. Like, I say them just dueling words.
You know what? That's perfect. He does talk like Foghorn.
Motherfucker had the white gloves too.
I wonder if it was like duel. Like, I challenge you to a duel, sir. I say,
duel, bitch. You mean two guns, right?
I imagine the other dude was.
I see the colonel turning on like count seven, too. Like, he doesn't even get that.
What's funny?
One, two, seven. Bow.
Yeah, he just turned around. He's like, you shot him in his back.
Yeah. Fuck him.
You shot me in my
I opened up a chicken restaurant across the street from his chicken restaurant. You see, I don't give a shit.
You shot him in his back. I'll give his wife $100.
I can imagine that dude, like, probably like 10 years prior to that incident, somebody would be like, yo, we're going to the shooting range. You want to come with me? Nah, my aim's good. 10 years later, that motherfucker had a shootout with the colonel. Missing everything.
Lost.
Like, that motherfucker had bum luck. Like, yep, I could have been the colonel. What you mean? Well, if I would have actually shot this motherfucker.
Yeah, no shit.
If I just went across the street and fucked him up, I'd have been better off. How about that?
Like, or if I would have just shot his shack, I would have still been dueling. But now this motherfucker is the king of the world.
Can't do that these days.
Not if niggas ask you.
Not after someone's watching and someone's going to tell.
Yeah, I know. That's why they're like, why are there shootouts in the middle of the... They're like, no. Like, do y'all not see...
No, the same shit happens nowadays, but with lawyers, basically.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, now it's lawyers. Yeah,
now it's lawyers. Same shit.
It's the same shit, though. They're like, all right. Duel at noon.
Duel.
September 8th.
3B.
Name a location.
Exactly.
Kroger, 5 p.m. Broad daylight.
No, it was still good. You think they would have...
What the fuck?
I bet you if it was like still allowed, there would be like facilities. Like, you know, you can go throw an axe.
Duel.
And stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
you can go kill motherfuckers.
You can go like, all right, you know, we have a duel slot available for you. 12:30 work for you guys? Yeah, sure. Are you guys going to bring your own witnesses? We have our own on staff. You know,
we're going to bring witnesses, $3 a guy, you know.
Like, it's actually $50 an hour.
If you guys, you know, book between 3 and 4, there's half off jalapeno poppers. Like,
pretty good. We got drinks if you come after 7.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It would really be like a business.
Well, the trick is, like, do you, in that kind of duel, would you do murder duel? Or do you eat a rubber bullet?
No, that's like murder, motherfucker.
I'm guessing, you know, and nowadays, actually, you know what? We need to stop talking about this, because with rubber bullets, this is actually a really good idea.
Like, just duel with rubber bullets. Like, that's, you're going to put in a helmet. Let's go.
Exactly. Everybody get like basically
a paintball suit.
In a paintball scenario, basically.
That works too. That works too.
Like, each getting you each get one bullet.
Can you imagine getting anonymous duels? You've been served, Orin, you lucky? Yes, it's me. Here you go, you've been served. What do you mean? Like, you got a duel, sir.
You got some motherfucker. Oh, is it 16?
There's actually like
legal fees have been paid.
I think I heard this on like This American Life or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was basically, there's actually like, it's like a high end like adult game type shit where you basically sign up and you are an assassin. And it's like, you know, 100 people sign up, like, you know, in the island of, you know, like, you know, Manhattan, let's just say. You know, I'm sure there's a lot more people. And this is actually like a legit thing. Like, you basically, everybody's now in this profile. You know where they work, where they live. I mean, look, like, you get background check before you get into this. And the rules are you can't like ruin the person's job. Like, you can't go in guns a-blazing. But basically, like, your job is to kill the other person, but with a water gun. And you can be creative, like water balloons count, water grenades, all types of shit.
So let me get this right. So this is a present day.
I don't know if they still do this. I heard this a few years ago. Well, like,
okay, so this is this was.
But it is in my lifetime. I've seen this. It's like,
so you do realize this is Fantasy Island.
Yeah, it's basically like that. It's like, and here's the thing: is if you kill the person who, basically, if you're an assassin, you're able to kill your assassin. You get, if he, I don't know how it is, but you can actually automatically just win. If you can, like, if you kill the person that's out to kill you.
So does this mean, like, one guy says, I want to be the assassin, and one guy says, I'll be the prey?
No,
there's,
no, like,
everybody's an assassin, so while I'm getting somebody else, they trying to get me.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's okay. Out. Like, somebody, like, they pay somebody to, like, shuffle this all out. All
right. So,
and basically, if I kill you, now I got to take your card.
And kill
And me. I got to go kill this person. So basically, if you get yourself, you've kind of won the game, in a sense. Okay. You see what I mean? But they kind of keep you away from that. But it gets closer and closer, and basically, like, you're knowing that, like, all right, 4 left, 5 left, you know, whatever. So, like, I remember hearing this story, like, the last 2 guys, they basically went all out. Like, this dude rented, like, you know, obviously you got money, like, rented, like, a suite up in, like a high-rise Hilton or something like that. Uh-huh. Hired a security guard, like, all types of shit, like, and the dude who ended up, like, he ended up like hiding in the closet. Like, he ended up like paying room service to bring him in, like under or something like that. Hid in the closet, waited there for like the whole day. And finally, when they came home, he was able to get the guy. Like, one dude, you know, he said, so you can't go in the house, you can't ruin the thing. One dude rigged the guy's sprinkler system with a little kill switch. So whenever he saw him walk out the house, he's like, gotcha. And the sprinklers went off.
Yeah, that's dope.
Now, that's a great one.
Like, yeah, I would totally do that. Like,
water guns and shit. But you talking about, god dang, on...
I don't know how we got to this, but it just reminded me.
Like, dueling? Like, with pistols? Like, just shit.
Yeah, no, it's like
motherfucker cut you off and be like, all right, you really about that life? Duel. You're like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm actually...
Nah, duel. Yeah. You won't cut him up at all.
Are those 23 fucking secret recipes with secret ingredients worth it, motherfucker? Come on.
You gotta say.
Fuck your chicken.
Number 23 is gunpowder. That's what it is.
A duel is all good in the heat of the moment. Long as the dueling place is open right then and there. Like, but if they like, yo, okay, yeah, well, can we schedule this for 12:30? It's 11:15 now, so if you come back and forth, you gonna think about it like, damn, do I really want to die today?
But that actually might be the good thing. Like, you both show up like,
today.
You know what? Like, hey, I bought donuts. Sorry. My girl called. She's off for night. You know, like, we got 2 episodes left.
How about Bachelor? I ain't got time for this, man. I got things happening.
Yeah, like, actually, you're like getting dueling cards.
So. I'm sure they considered that.
No.
Because at one point it was actually legal to do this.
Yes. You went to New Jersey.
I'm sure they actually did that. Like,
it happened.
All right, guys, give it an hour. We'll meet you out at the quad.
You go to New Jersey because New Jersey back in the 1800s was where you did all the legal things. We all watched Hamilton.
Mm. No, it was actually, this was legal.
Yeah, you.
In a sense.
But you, I could, me and you couldn't do it on Fifth Avenue, but we go to Jersey and do it. Because me killing you in Jersey is legal. Not in New York, it's illegal.
No, I'm sure there was, really? There's a whole other country, though. In the West, you just.
New Jersey is another country.
Yeah. No, yeah, but I'm saying, like in Arizona back in the day, like, why'd you kill him? Like, he stole my pay. All right, it's fine. You know.
I reckon he spit on my boot.
Like, the eye for an eye was okay. Yeah. Like, that was like, well. Well, okay,
he stole that. My sheep. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, motherfucker stole your sheep. You got to kill him.
He was eyeballing my girlfriend. Yeah, I'd shoot him motherfucker.
Wasn't no witnesses either, so you just got to be like, well, this nigga alive. So
why would he lie? Somebody said he's a loser. He don't count no more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's basically the same thing, but now we just
it's
now
the
we
same
just,
thing now,
and we just get people to do it for us. Yeah. We have a lawyer now that's like, hey, lawyer, he stole his sheep.
Yeah, you stole my sheep.
Well, you got to come to us first. You can't go there and just shoot him. Now you got to get a lawyer to represent you on that one too. Like,
yeah, 100%. The lawyer is the guy.
So now he gets to sue you back. Like, it's all in a sense. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
What about wrestle? I like that. Let's wrestle for it. It's my parking spot. No, it's
not. I'm good, man.
No,
I
want to
do
like,
that physical.
Yeah,
I don't want to touch another motherfucker. Yeah.
I mean, with COVID.
Now with COVID nowadays, you got to do, you know.
Yeah, you can't really wrestle with COVID.
It would be cool to like American Gladiator for all you folks out there that are too young to remember.
You a bitch.
Meet you on the pupil sticks, bitch.
Exactly. Like,
but I feel like even that's just going to lead to more of a fight because the motherfucker already don't like you. So then you're going to fucking beat his ass or something. And then afterwards, you like, now you double and lose.
In the parking lot.
And now I was like, all I got, the only option I can do is fight your ass now. Fuck this duel of shit.
See, this is why we all
fuck this non-lethal doing shit.
This is why
I should have pulled out the gun the first time.
We never should have left sword fighting because we can just easily fence it.
You know
we'd
what?
We all be master sword fighters by now.
You know why? Because
in the fencing court right now,
because Punk would be like, nah. A Punk wouldn't even carry his sword. He'd be like, nah, I want no beef. I ain't got my sword. I gotta go home.
But I'm saying we can still like, hey, we disagree.
Nah,
we can't fix it with words. I'll meet you on the fencing court. Is that even how you say it, or is it feel? I think fencing feels sounds better.
Back then, you say, I demand my satisfaction. Smack, smack, with the gauntlet.
You watching fucking Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Smack, smack. I demand my satisfaction.
See, motherfucker, like me, I got bad luck. I'm glad I wasn't in them times, because I feel like I get in a sword fight and don't die, just get my arm chopped off, like the arm I use. Like, ah, motherfucker.
I would be the
like,
best one-armed sword.
But that makes you a maniac, because you killed 12 motherfuckers and you killed six with one arm.
So now, what if you just got your ass whooped, instead of killing you, you just chopped your arm off? You just, there's motherfuckers like that, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Pie Man?
Right. That'd be a hell of a way to celebrate your 15th birthday, probably.
Wow. Beat your ass and rip your arm off.
Motherfuckers
sign your 15. You have to go to war now.
Yeah. Motherfuckers get maimed and shit, getting chopped in their legs and shit. I lost a foot at 12.
They didn't even have like morphine by that. Nothing like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just lost a foot.
They're like, yeah, we have 3% beer for you.
Check now they give you a leather bit. Bite this.
Yeah. And then, the mortality rate was like 80%, dog, because... Shit, the motherfuckers would kill like 16 people that had all kind of different blood and then come kill you. It ain't like they sanitizing their sword. Like, nah, I'm gonna let this bitch get gangrene. Like, so I'm gonna chop you, motherfucker.
They didn't know what it was.
Yeah, like, motherfucker.
Look,
what the fuck is this?
Disinfected.
Motherfuckers poison. Bullets are still fucking brutal, but shit. Motherfuckers was poisoning swords. Motherfucker put snake oil and shit on swords. How you imagine getting in a sword fight, a motherfucker. Like, go home. Like, everything's good, baby. Ooh, that's macaroni and cheese in there.
I just got a little condiment in the fire.
That motherfucker.
I'm like, we don't know what kind of poison he used. Like, oh no, I'm gonna die. That motherfucker got me, bitch. Like, no, bitch. Motherfucker pull out a dagger out of sock, like, ah, these illegal.
I got you, bitch.
Well, what are you talking about? You can like completely like do the battle, like kill everybody. You're like victorious, and you gotta walk back home and you get diarrhea on the way back and die.
Like, projectile diarrhea just like from that, like, snake oil.
I had a bad berry on the way.
Yeah, man, I'm glad we got lawyers now.
So fighters.
Exactly.
You imagine they had lawyers back then. Like, what the fuck is this?
Call your soda lawyer.
Yeah, like that's what it was, man. Nah, man, I wouldn't do that shit, man. I ain't getting no sword fights and no duels. Like, motherfucker get maimed. Ah! Like, motherfucker blow your thumb off, never play Xbox again. Nope. Like, damn.
But if you knew that, I mean, like, obviously, hold on. Obviously,
you can't even think.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Shit. Here's the thing. It's like, no. if it was like right now.
You can't use a lighter.
Why you got two hands?
Look, why use your lighter like this? I got one thumb.
Yeah, no, I got in a sword fight yesterday.
That's what I'm saying, is that you would be brought up on sword fights. You'd be better than you are right now.
Nah, man, I'm good, man. I'm glad.
There'd be a whole culture around it.
Yeah, you walk around with like a gleaming sword.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there would be
a whole... Yeah, yeah. They'd have a sexy-ass name with a, like a leather...
The platinum package or something like that. Platinum
sword. But you wouldn't fucking have a... You know, the one thing, though, you wouldn't have a lot of innocent bystanders getting killed.
Yeah, right.
Because it's sword.
I mean, as long as you stay like 6 feet back, and that's perfect for COVID days. Like those people are doing, stay 6 feet back. You're good.
Cell phone watching.
I can see that. That was probably a law. A man must stay at least a sword's length away from another man during combat, or else you are collateral damage.
Wait, like 4 feet from a sword and about fucking three? That's 7 feet.
That's 7 feet right there. Yeah.
That's soup. Man, how are we gonna fight? Can't even get you.
What kind of sword would you have if it was still in sword?
I would have a double sided like, broadsword.
Like Excalibur, like with the X type of like shit.
No, I'm gonna have a squiggly sword. With two coming up.
Ah, squiggly, so you catch it. Yeah,
ah, motherfucker.
Now, I would have one sword that turns to two. So in the mid fight, I mean, ha ha!
Like this motherfucker cheating. You imagine if you was the first dude to bring two swords to a sword fight? He's genius.
No, he did. Wow.
No, and it's this one sword. See?
You're like, and then the next dude brought a boot dagger.
So you bring the sword.
People wouldn't believe you. Like, you went to the fight and like, so how was the fight? And like, well, dude came out and he had two bullshit.
Bullshit. Who brings two swords?
Well, it was a sword fight.
It's sword fights. It's a sword fight. Why'd he bring two swords? Well, in mid-fight, he hit a button and the shit turned into two swords. I don't know what the fuck that was.
No, that's cheating. That's got to be illegal. What?
Hey, they didn't say nothing. Let it go.
What's this illegal shit you talk about?
You should go to the parliament right now.
Two swords. That motherfucker brought two swords to a sword fight. Oh, the first motherfucker to brought two guns to a duel.
Yeah, he was smart. Bang! Oh, shit. Bang!
That's why the colonel got away with it.
They were like,
now that I think about it, knowing this story, like, and Colonel's making his famous seasoning, like, I am convinced.
He stole it.
No, that there is one of those things is a little bit of gunpowder. He's like, for good luck.
A little sprinkle.
He's like, I wouldn't be here without you.
Like, nah. Motherfucker's like, thank you.
He sprinkles some and sniffs the rest.
I picture the Colonel Sanders Matrix dodging the bullet in and ricocheting off the trailer, off his trailer.
You can see that.
And a lady. Like, just,
You know, I don't know how the fight broke off. For all we know, Colonel Sanders could be in the, you know, the right on this. Like, the guy could have been like, fuck you.
who's to say Colonel Sanders was like, my block, bitch.
Yeah. This is my or he could have been like that as well.
This is my chick.
See, nobody ever knows about the black guy that really got his... I bet you that dude was black.
I bet you he was black.
That motherfucker.
Go tell the same story. I bet you he was black. Colonel said this bullet ain't ricochet off or nothing? What did they hit?
That motherfucker was black.
Yeah, he was black.
And it was probably Colonel Sanders' bullet.
It was probably Colonel Sanders' bullet.
No, I imagine it. I don't imagine it being. I can imagine it being like a shot for shot. Like, psh, now get back down. One of the guys, like, and one of the, you know, it was just like, pew, ping, ah!
That was a shootout.
See, you hit somebody.
That was a shootout. Bah!
I see the Colonel Sanders shoot the.
I don't see it like that. I see it like a bullet for bullet. Like,
I see the.
Colonel I also see it in black and white for some reason.
Yeah, definitely black and white. I see the Colonel sitting there with the goatee, and he shoots somebody.
Wait, black and white, no sound. They just mouthing shit. The Colonel shoots his gun.
The Colonel, that motherfucker. That's why he got the name the Colonel, man. That motherfucker dead end. And then he shot somebody, framed the black guy, stole my man's grandma recipe, and got on.
You know, he shot him and took his chicken. he said, this shit is better. What
do
you got?
Yeah, yeah,
shit, bitch.
That motherfucker stole the recipe. He was like, got out of this. He was like, this is the motherfucker with the jail. He was like, shit.
He probably like went into the trailer. You. You know the recipe. You come with me.
Come on. You with me now.
Do I bless English? English? No. Bien. Come on.
What's your name? Call me the Colonel.
Yeah, exactly. I am the Colonel now.
What is your name? It was Colonel Frederick.
It was Ricky, but call me.
His name was Myron. What's your name? Myron, but you call me Colonel.
And guess where it happened at? Montana. Nobody, I'm just fucking with you. It's like, but what's the name of the company? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
But yeah, I mean, he's okay. Cool. That's how he created an empire. Like, you ever go to other countries and see a KFC? It's packed. They're always, always packed in other countries. Like, they don't do fried chicken anywhere else but out here. Like, nobody, everybody does, like, pan fried chicken, but only Americans are glutton enough to be like, you know what? Give me a 5-gallon bucket of fucking oil and just soak the shit out of it until it's cooked.
No, let me get that pan fried chicken, man.
I like that pan fried over.
Like Israel, like this KFC and McDonald's. McDonald's, nobody gives a shit about it anymore. But KFC, it's like kids go there to hang out and like.
Yeah, like, man. Hey.
Now, that'd be that good chicken, man. Chicken? That'd be that good soul food chicken. That, you know, they did discredit the South for so many years, but took all the recipes and profited. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Just like the Colonel did. Just like Jay-Z did. Wow. Like how we tied that in, right?
I like that.
That's what you got to do, man. Sometimes you just got to take the idea and run.
I own the masters.
You know what? I can take you and make a better you.
Yeah. Like, why did the master?
See, I don't think Colonel Sanders was like, I own the masters. I think he's like, I am the master.
He is the master. Yeah. If you say he's not the master, you know what happens? Who's the master? Who's the colonel, bitch?
I mean, really, the state was like, they coloneled him. It's like queenie. It's like being like knighted by the queen.
He was so badass that day.
Brother, go on up in there and fry some of that goddamn chicken you did. Go on now.
That's how colonel, I said, boys, go on up in there and fry those goddamn chickens, Bernie. Bernie was the chef.
Just like you did with your mammy them now.
It should be Bernie's fried chicken.
Yeah, Bernie's.
It should be Bernie's fried chicken, but it's not.
Shit, Uncle Ben, the boy took his rice recipe.
And put him on a box.
Him off the box.
He's off the box now?
Now it's just Ben's rice.
Yeah.
He's no longer. What happened to Uncle Ben? Did he die?
Yeah, Ben.
It's just Ben's rice. Ben's rice.
Who the fuck is Ben? I don't trust Ben. I know Ben's Uncle Ben. Who the fuck is Ben?
Yeah, Uncle Ben. That's warm. Carrie. You're like, oh, that's just my Uncle Ben.
Yeah
y'all related?
Ben,
like, nah.
You never look at Uncle Ben in a warm way. I mean, Ben, you're like, fuck you.
It's Ben's rice.
No, I don't want that.
That sounds weird.
Ben Rice.
Ben Rice. Nah, I'm good.
We Ben Rice.
Yo, Master P went right there.
Yeah, that sounds like Master P brand, Ben Rice.
Not Ben Rice. What?
We Ben Rice.
It's not B-E-N, it's B-E-E-N. Ben Rice.
Bean Rice.
Ben Rice.
We like, what?
They got Ben Rice. What are you talking about?
Nah, man, speaking of Master P, man, I had some of them Master P noodles, man. From the gas station.
Did they make you go,
Master P noodles?
Yeah, man, the ramen, just to support black businesses.
Did it make you go,
That shit was bland as hell, man.
It made you go,
I ain't gonna lie, that was my dirt rabbit review on that shit.
I have a question.
What?
Is it the same supporting black business when you already own somebody like who's incredibly successful, like that in a sense? Like, you're buying Master P noodles from a gas station that is a black-owned gas station?
No, it was a Middle Eastern. Own gas station.
You still,
but I mean, in the same sense, like, wouldn't it be better to just go to like a local black restaurant and just get noodles?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like 37 cents. I saw it, I was like, okay.
It
wasn't 37. It was like a dollar something.
Oh, so it's like ramen noodles in a sense. I got you. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like hot noodles. You know, you put them in the cup, warm it up and shit. It was all right.
Well, think about it like this. Think about you can go. Let's say you're not in your neighborhood, and you want, let's say, shit. I don't know. Give me a Jewish meal. I don't know.
No, lox and bagels. Just go with that. Just go with the normal lox and bagels.
Let's go
with lox
and bagels.
Let's make it easy for our viewers.
Einstein's bagels, baby.
So you're not in the neighborhood where you get the official lox and bagels, right? But you're in a place, and it's not a Jewish neighborhood, but somehow this store happens to sell authentic lox and bagels.
So you like?
Would you not say, you know what? I'm going to buy these lox and bagels because... I know the company.
It's the Lay's version.
I mean,
It's the Lay's version.
It's, right, so that's what happens. If it's like, but here's the thing is, I know it's going to be shit unless it's like
Jewish
and New Yorkie owned.
Let's say it's a company.
Yeah, it's a company, yeah. Like,
owned
I get
by
it.
A Jewish company, and this company has to be, you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I totally would buy it.
And they have the lox and bagels from this company.
I would totally buy it, yeah. I totally.
I'm buying this because
you know what it is, and you're supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And that was a terrible decision, man, because that shit was terrible, dog.
I do buy Hebrew, the Hebrew hot dogs.
I know, dog.
Hebrew Nation.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, them boy having all them black characters on all these cereal boxes and syrup boxes and bottles and shit all these years, man. The black communities, you see a black face on a box, you like, shit, yeah, let me go get that, dog. That gotta be that nigga shit. He on the box.
But is it for the black community or is it for the white community?
Who's that?
The black faces on these boxes.
It was definitely for the black. It was definitely for the black.
If you're seven, you don't know any better. But as an adult, you know better.
But I'm saying, like, were they companies selling to, like, black people?
It's called pandering. It's called.
I'm saying, but it was more of like, you know, like, hey, black people are better cooks than white people. Let me buy this for white people. Was it more for white people to put Uncle Ben on the box, or was it more for black people?
It's
like, I'm not saying empowering black people. No, I'm talking about
what,
like,
it is like, it's almost like having a record that you don't put your face on. Let's say a white artist does music that can be perceived as black music. Let's go in the 40s. And they never put the face on the album. They just put an album cover with nothing. And you put it out so you didn't know what he was.
Yeah.
Right? So it would be the same thing as doing the same thing and just saying, you know what? I'm going to put a BMW on the front of the cover.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, who would they say? Who would they, like...
There was a white company catering to black people.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben's Rice and all that? I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was a white company catering to white people. No, and using black people as a...
Cater to white people, you pay to the black people for the money, but of course it's benefiting white people.
See, my friend, you have assimilated for so long that you are starting to get blind.
Stay woke. Stay woke, bro.
This is what I'm getting at. It's like,
open your third eye, you know what I'm saying, and see into the light, my friend.
My brother.
Like, white people had at the time, you know, because all of this shit is new. Like, in the 1940s, 50s,
there
wasn't, like, you couldn't go to the store and buy. Everything was, like, small shop. Like, you know, you had somebody cook for you, or you cooked at the house, that kind of shit. Yeah. Usually, if you had somebody cook for you, it was a black elderly lady, you know what I mean? Like, so to have that, like, now I'm going into the store to buy it, like, to buy just normal craft, or to buy, like...
Okay, perfect example.
You know what I mean? Like,
this is the perfect example. I got one for you. Perfect
example. It's like, almost an example, and we're finished. It's like going back to that, like, the locks, going, like, I'm a white person, doesn't know anything about locks. Do I buy from white people, or would I see, you know, Shlomo on the box? I'm like, hey, this might be a little bit better.
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. But at the same token, who owns that company? Does a Jewish man own that company? Or a Scandinavian who's catering to a Jewish family?
That's the thing. Quakers own not...
But you see what I'm getting at? But you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, exactly.
A Scandinavian who owns a bagel company. And it's great bagels.
Well, Scandinavians, I would get the lox one. That makes sense. It's not too far-fetched.
I'm
a, dude, lox Amish, and bagels, the whole...
Amish people don't have credit cards, right?
I'm sure they do.
No, I know. They don't believe. They wouldn't believe in interest.
Right.
The Bible says do not charge interest.
Yeah, so they don't believe in credit cards or debit cards.
Speaking of that, that's why we're a Christian nation, guys, because we charge interest.
What about debit cards? They don't believe in debit cards? Like, I wouldn't either.
No,
so it's all cash?
I'm assuming.
Well, because I know some Amish people go in grocery stores, don't they?
I'm assuming by now they probably got debit. Like,
they're not trading anymore? They're not doing the barter system? Or they got
money? I want to have, like, I just wonder, do the motherfuckers use debit cards?
I mean, there's a fucking TV show where they're being followed around by cameras. Like,
yeah, how does that work out, though?
Like, they're just like, you know, you fingerprint on the contract, like... Like, they have to sign a contract. I mean, there's certain people that are willing to kind of, like, be in that middle ground where they'll do, like, all the, you know, like, technologies type of shit so the others can do it. You know, it benefits, you know, for instance, like, Amish furniture. Like, you're from New York, so you see that shit. Like, they have, like chairs, like great handmade, made in America
handmade
stuff. Like,
break.
It's really great stuff. But... You know that they're not out there marketing this shit, but they have a huge following and a huge, like, somebody out there has to be marketing for these Amish people.
They got a
somebody
sinner,
had to
they,
be talking to this marketer.
There's a sinner that lives amongst Amish people.
But here's the thing: I don't know if it's a sin because he's still kind of Amish, but he's doing it for
the greater good.
I guess
so,
the greater
but what I mean
good
is he
for
sins
the village,
so they don't have to.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
So
like, who would you have to sin?
I don't know if it's
to?
A sin because
like,
he's mixing
I,
with us. He's
but
sinning.
The fact that you're sinning for others' goodness, is that a sin?
I don't think so. Killing a thousand to save 5 million, that's not a sin. That's okay.
Ooh, I had a good one of these the other day.
That makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Don't say that out loud because then people could say that for Trump. You're like, well, he killed 100,000 to save.
No, he's a jerk off. Yeah, he didn't save anybody.
Don't say that. You know somebody's going to fucking flip it. You know somebody's going to flip it.
Not one way or another. He's crazy.
Yeah, them motherfuckers. I don't know, man. I don't think it's a sin, but I don't. Who? Maybe it is, right? I don't know.
Like in the Jewish religion, it's a sin to ask somebody to do it. It's a bigger sin that, like, for instance, like on the Sabbath or even Yom Kippur that's coming up right now. You can't, like, you know, start a fire, for instance. So if I tell you to start a fire and convince you to start a fire, and you're also Jewish, even if you're not Jewish, I guess, it's, I'm convincing you to do a sin, which in a sense is kind of like in the Rico law, like, I'm the one who's,
it's almost saying,
God's going to judge me, not you.
If I tell you to kill someone, especially so, if I hold, like, we go to jail.
Especially if I hold the power over you, if, like, I am your employer, like, you saying, no, I'm not going to start that fire is like, hey, I might get fired. So,
yeah.
Using leverage to, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Apply everything to murder. Right? If I say, Aaron, shoot him. You know what happens? We go to jail for murder. And I'm worse because I was the guy who told you to do it.
Yeah. That's right.
So, it's a sin.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is.
I guess it's, I guess they don't use debit cards, huh?
I guess they just walk in like,
I don't know how we got to murder with debit cards, but that is a really good transition. I'm really interested.
Yeah, no.
It makes sense.
No, I'm dead serious.
But I don't think, like, I mean,
well, if they use debit cards, isn't it murdering their system?
Here's the thing. Is that somebody has to, yes. Like, maybe not debit cards, but, like, their land is on, in American, like, there's deeds. Like, you know, they have to pay taxes. There's escrow. There's insurance. There's all these things that have to be done for them to, like. Cash.
You can't pay them.
They're paying in goats.
And here's the thing: is even if you yeah, like you can't pay in cash.
You got to go get a money order.
It's what I'm saying. Like, this,
you know, maybe they have an exception. Maybe it's an exception just for them. Or the sinner pulls up.
That's what I'm saying. Sweats. Somebody has to be doing this.
We got to do a movie about that, man.
There's somebody right now that lives like maybe like is that 10 minutes
cultural,
outside of town.
Cultural, what's the word?
You gotta do something like that, man.
Cultural inappropriation? Because we're not Amish. Amish.
Hey. The Amish dude that you're... That,
but here's the thing. Is there
black
but hold on.
Is there Blamish?
Hold on. Blamish. If we did do it...
Wait, is there such thing hold as on. Blamish?
If we did do it, what Amish would actually see it to complain?
The sinner would see it and tell everybody. Well,
fuck that guy. He's already a sinner. We're lucky.
He's already infidel, yeah.
He's already with us.
We sent him fucking a few bucks. Just shut up. Whatever.
Yeah. Hell, he was a counselor.
He's a guy. Go buy yourself some nice horses.
Mondo,
y'all watching TV?
That was
huh?
shekels for you.
Yeah, they can't even write reviews. You gotta get on the internet for that.
Right?
Where are you going?
Evil out.
But I'm almost positive. I think I know the Mormons have it. I think the Amish have the same. Where they have like a year of, you know, the God's not out. Basically that like God's not looking in a sense. Where you can
a
just,
year? I would say like a day.
And
like
figure it out.
No, well, you basically you can go to like live the normal life. You know,
oh yeah.
Like,
Before you completely...
Yeah, before like, you...
When you're 15, 16, something like that, right? But I thought the Mormons went to Vegas and just got married for the weekend.
I don't know, man. I know they do it. I'm assuming it's like East Coast, West Coast hip-hop. Like, same shit, different things, you know, like...
Yeah, because...
I like
from
that.
The outsider, we can't tell, but we
know. But they know.
But they know.
Yeah, we don't know, but they know.
Yeah, I don't think Mormons...
Like, we know the difference, but I'm sure Amish don't know the difference between East Coast, West Coast
Mormons,
hip-hop.
But Mormons and Amish, I don't think extreme Mormons are
no,
like
they're
horse
the
and buggies.
No, they know where they're saying. No.
All right.
No, Mormons are Brigham Young University. That's Mormons.
Yeah, they're.
Oh yeah.
They're.
You know a few Mormons.
Yeah,
we have a few Mormons.
Yeah. I know a few.
In the camera department.
Yeah,
they're
I've seen the Book of Mormon.
People.
No, just hey man, read the books. If you read the Book of Mormon, you look at Mormons like really now.
Yeah, I'm not reading.
Really,
it. I just watch the show.
Look, I've read some things in the Book of Mormon. You look at people like word.
Yeah, man.
The play is one of the greatest things
you look
you'll
at
ever
them
see.
Like for real. You people are different. Man.
I read some of the shit from Scientology. I was like, oh,
sometimes you're like, wait, let me put this.
I was like, this shit ain't unlocking your third eye. This shit is unlocking your sphincter.
I'm good.
Yeah. Nah, but I think that's pretty weird. I'm gonna have to look into some Amish shit. You heard it here, folks.
Can we go on a tour?
You think we can? Be on the back of a buggy and do a dirtbag tour?
Of course you can. Of course you can. Like they, you know, like they used to do field trips out there. You can do like pumpkin patches. I'm sure. Like they're
Nigga try to buy
cut off to like you know. They're not like that rainforest tribe that shoots you with arrows when you come close. You know what I mean? Like
you know what I'm gonna do, right?
Honestly, I think the United States needs like a zone like that. Like, I would love for the U.S. to have like you know somewhere in the middle of Montana, like some it could even be American. Just go out there to like a top of a mountain. Anybody that it shows you, but it can only be arrows. You could shoot them with arrows and live your own life. Whatever, fuck it.
Because those guys like come around here if you want. Yeah. Bro, they kill everybody.
All I know is if we go on a tour, a dirtbag tour of an Amish compound, I'm purposely not bringing no cash. And hell, I might not even bring my debit card because I'm gonna be like, hey. I want like all these chairs and stuff, like at least $2,000. Y'all got Cash App?
Who got Cash App? Just
to see if I can find the motherfucker to be like, yeah, I got Cash App.
Yeah, but you might also miss out because I'm assuming they have like really good like blueberry pies and that kind of shit too. You always see them like in the thing. It's always like the Amish shot is always like starts off like pie in the windowsill and they pan out to like all the guys putting up the house. And it's like,
you're right.
Every time I see Amish, I think of like, they probably have great pies.
Yeah. Probably like blueberry pie. Like I wouldn't trust it.
Like here's the thing is they don't do the only thing they probably get from the store is sugar.
I wouldn't.
The chicken pie. Yeah,
like shepherd's pie, shit like that. I trust from Amish.
I bet they have great.
If I go to an Amish and they like
great cookie,
we got some sweet potato pie. I'm like, no.
I don't want that from you. What you know about this?
Here's the thing is we don't know.
There's no people in Amish that ain't Jamal.
But here's the thing is I wonder.
Pumpkin pie.
Like, what if Amish have like secret like that's like why everybody stays Amish because. Like
they know something.
They have 24 ingredients on their fried chicken. Like there's like the shit.
Like we're smarter than you. You guys are
like,
stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Like
they laugh at us.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that.
I wonder if Amish food is good.
I want to know if there's a black Amish community. Are there black Amish people?
I'm sure there is.
Are they Blamish? Do you call them Blamish?
Black Amish.
Google. It's Google Live.
There's got to be black Amish community.
I don't know.
All right, let's see how well my phone is listening to me to us.
Let's see, black Amish.
All right, so it says Black Panther. Okay, so we're good. There's no black Amish.
Black Panther.
We did talk about Black Panther though.
Yeah, man. Shout out to him once again, man. Shout out to Breonna Taylor too, man. While we pulling this up, I'm gonna have a moment of silence.
Are there African Amish?
All right.
The Reno Amish, also called Peachy Amish or Black Toppers, are a subgroup of Amish that was formed in 1863 in Black Mifflin Toppers. County, Pennsylvania.
I don't like that name
at all. In Castlevania? That sounds bad. Oh, so the Amish people are like, I don't mess with them what? Damn Black Toppers.
Yeah, I don't like Black Toppers. That sounds racist as fuck, Black Topper.
Fucking Black Toppers. God damn.
is that the Amish N word? Black Toppers.
That's the Amish N word.
Yeah.
Fucking Black Topper.
Fucking Black Toppers.
It sounds like somebody who associates himself, like an Amish person who associates himself with the black Amish
black
person.
Like
he's not a black Amish, because I'm sure, like, you know, but he's a black topper. He hangs out with them. Like, you know what I mean?
Wow. This is some sort of derogatory statement.
It totally sounds like
straight derogatory. It's bad. You're not a regular Amish if you're a black topper. Otherwise,
Jebediah, don't you tell me. I know you're a black topper.
Yeah, Jebediah, you ain't nothing but a black topper.
Nothing but a black topper.
You ain't nothing but a no good, filthy.
Papa, I swear I'm not.
Like, no, we know the truth. We know the truth.
No, Obadiah, I would never lie. Jebediah, I know what you is. I've been watching you for weeks. You's a black topper.
Chilling with all them blacks.
You're a black topper, Lux. I've been watching you.
You're a black topper.
Yeah, they're mostly German. Of like descent, like Amish, Danish. Like
German? Like, yeah. They definitely don't like black people. I'm talking at least, you know, the old Germans, not the new Germans.
You know what's funny? I think about Germans, my opinion about Germans is like, after the whole Nazi thing, they can't hate anybody, so they kind of just don't.
No, they don't. But so that's why it's so weird to see Americans like attaching to themselves to the Nazis. It's like these motherfuckers don't even stand
like
with
the
that
Germans.
Shit.
Like, no.
Yeah, like no.
So why would
like,
you do?
We know what that leads to.
Yeah, that don't get us nowhere. I just think that like they've been through something so much. They're like, you know what? We don't got time for none of that nonsense. We're trying to just be done with that. So whatever.
Shit, you went to dog? Do you realize Nazis? You can have any kind of bad guy. Like it's gonna change. Like it could be like a Korean versus U.S. war movie. Da 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 da. But anytime you have Nazis as the main fucking antagonists in a fucking movie, it's a win. Like, because everybody, everybody hates Nazis, dog.
Wait, guess what? Darth Vader is a Nazi.
Everybody hates Nazis, bro.
The dark side is
space
Nazis.
Nazis. Yeah. Space Nazis.
They're Nazis.
Space Nazis. Yeah.
Look at how they're dressed. They're Nazis.
Yeah, fucking Nazis. Oh, shit.
Look, think about it. They're Nazis. Look at the music.
The Republic.
It's Nazi. They have Nazi fucking accents. Mm. Everybody but, you know, the big papa, Darth Vader.
And he was Jewish. Darth Vader was Jewish and leading Nazis.
Wow. Horrible man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
How's curly Darth Vader hair? Jewish?
Dark hair? Jewish. Curly?
He swore these slightly.
He had a black voice.
Hey, yeah. He's Jewish, man. Darth Vader was Jewish. We learned something today, guys.
You hear that, man. You heard it here first.
So the Jedi's are just. It's just a longer word for Jews?
No,
don't go to the dark side. You're gonna make us all look bad, I swear. One bad Jedi makes all Jedis look bad.
Yoda was definitely like an old Jewish dude.
He was
totally. Jewish. I totally think he was modeled after like
Jewish dude.
Yeah. Yoda was like the oldest.
He even spoke dude. Like it. Yeah.
Stupid, oh, you shit. Must be.
Exactly.
like
I guess. I must be.
Well, you learn something here every day on the High Class Dirtbag podcast.
I guarantee you, the puppet, whoever was doing the puppet for Yoda, like, did Jewish impressions. Like look at your little putts, like that kind of.
So the guy who made Star Wars, what was his name?
Steven Spielberg.
No, it was Steven Spielberg. It was
George Lucas, yeah.
George Lucas. Was George Lucas not Jewish?
And Jim Henson was the puppet.
Was he Jim Henson not Jewish? I mean, it's all starting to just start.
Henson wasn't Jewish, I don't think. I think. Spielberg's definitely Jewish.
Yeah. I think Lucas might be, right?
I think Lucas is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You got a black man.
Honestly, I don't know. Yeah. That is a definite telltale.
Yeah.
And then, shit, Robert De Niro, too.
Well, he's Italian, so yeah.
Boom. And no, I think he's half Jewish, too.
Boom. Double whammy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he played all those mob guys.
He played all those mob movies.
Double whammy.
He's always with the black girl. The movie he wrote, the first one, Bronx Tale, that was his.
He's Colloquial.
Like, that's the whole, like.
That was his little life as a kid.
Exactly. I so think so. It was like the life he wanted as a kid.
That's what he wanted. And he wanted a Jane.
I wanted to have Jane.
I wanted Jane so bad. Dad said no. I loved doo-wop, but I couldn't sing it in the house.
Nobody waters in the house. Like, damn.
But Grandma, I love her.
Daddy don't even like muddy shoes. So. When I get older, I'm going to do what I want.
No pompadour hairdo.
Oh, man. Well, it's been a great day here at High Class Dirtbags, man. It's been a blessing. I'm glad everybody could listen in and join us. And thank you for listening thus far. Yeah, man, I hope you enjoyed yourself, man. I did, as always. It's Olansky, 3 Eyes in person. No, 3 Eyes on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we probably won't see you until then, but go vote.
Yeah, man, go vote,
we're not
man.
Political, but yeah. Make it. Man, go fucking man. Vote.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you vote for. Just
I got a text that said I should tell 3 people, so if 3 people listen, so.
Just do it.
Hey, guys.
You tell matter. 3 people.
Just vote. Don't vote for Trump, but... That's
what
you're
going to
do.
Just
vote.
We're not telling you to vote for it. We're just telling you not to not vote.
Because me, I'm always thinking the opposite. So I'm like, if I could, I hear all these motherfuckers saying go vote, and the motherfuckers actually going to vote is the motherfuckers going to vote for Trump. So like, I feel like.
Yeah, they're going out. So yeah, with that being said, go vote.
Yeah,
Trump
you got to go
going
vote.
Out. Trump is a voting.
Hey, man. For real.
You know, if you're in a boxing ring and you fighting, if you don't throw no punches back, guess what? You're a loser.
Yeah, you got, I mean, you still lost technically, but you're even more of a loser.
If you ain't land a punch,
you got to be like, I hit the motherfucker last.
Every vote is a punch. Throw some punches.
Yeah, man. Come on. We got to get on it, man. Decriminalize weed.
And you already know. Also why. I like that.
You ain't black if you don't vote for Joe.
Well, here's the thing. The thing apparently like Trump wants. Yeah.
That was priceless. As you be like, yo, Joe, what the fuck is you saying?
I don't care how much you get persecuted.
You're not that cool.
After you don't vote for Joe.
I wonder if there's some people
but
who have
if
like.
You ain't black.
I wonder if there's like any like mixed kids out there who have like identified issues. They're like, you know what? I'm not black Joe. You settled it for me, buddy.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, that's terrible.
Follow my complex, Joe.
Yeah. You got me, Joe. You turned one over to the dark side.
Yeah, basically.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Now this poor kid walking on thinking he's white.
You know what? I always find funny, like, being you brought that up, mixed kids. They don't look white or black. They look Puerto Rican.
Facts. All Puerto Rican motherfuckers are moved out of them.
Puerto Rican to me.
The motherfuckers, you go to Puerto Rico, you be like, God damn, all y'all.
Y'all Puerto Rico.
All y'all motherfuckers look good.
You're getting it in Puerto Rico.
That's why it's so fucking hilarious for me, man. My son got blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm like, this is crazy, man. Hitler was talking all this crazy shit, talking about we're going to have a blonde hair. Blonde eyes, blue eyed kids and shit. Little did you know a black man was black the dude that's gonna do it.
Yeah, fuck you, Hitler.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, isn't that funny that Hitler did not have blonde hair, blue eyes, yet he was promoting blonde hair, blue eyes? Is that like the self hate on the most ultimate level ever?
You know what I had a thought about? Yeah, it totally is. I had a thought about Hitler the other day.
What'd you think?
His art. He, before he became, he literally would go to Berlin and sell his art on the fucking side of the road, like the people we see on the fucking side, of, you know, mm-hmm. that we see today. Where the fuck are those paintings?
Where are those paintings? Good question.
Where the fuck are they? So, nobody ever, like...
No one's proud, like, hey,
hey, guys, baby!
This is Hitler's painting.
Oh, Hitler, you think this is the same? Like, somebody had to have
someone
been...
Someone owns it.
Unless he was that bad and never sold the painting, but he sold
somebody
the view.
That, collects Nazi memorabilia, definitely probably has that somewhere in a hidden
secret. It's probably in Alabama.
Yeah.
And if so, is it worth anything?
I'm sure it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's worth something.
Motherfucker, man.
Evil shit is worth a
lot. It's got to be only on the black market.
It's the craziest thing to say this, but Americans love their Nazi memorabilia.
Yes, America love Nazi memorabilia.
You say that like you've said that before. It's so sad.
It's actually in every movie. Guess what? America taught me this. I was a racist. America taught me this. I watched movies and I learned this.
So much so, they imported it all from Germany.
Scientists as well.
Scientists included.
I did.
NASA, we see.
This ain't
I mean, NASA's
idea.
Only America like literally it's the same fucking NASA, not like literally like
NASA.
It's like the American spelled version
well,
of fucking
all the
Nazi.
NASA and all the guys, all the scientists have German last names. You're like,
No, they legitimately are. Like they
no,
came,
they
brought more fucking Nazis
yeah.
scientists
Germany,
over here than
Russia
they did actually like Jewish.
And Russians. Actually, they brought a lot of the dudes, the doctors that was experimenting on people over there. They brought a lot of those dudes over here too, and ran on medical field and got a lot of. Fucking,
well, I mean, there was it's a yeah. shitty fucking reason, but the reason was is the second Nazis were defeated, Nazis also hated communists. So ideally, it was bring these people over here to help us fight communism. And
like, okay, we have a common,
like,
common enemy. So.
Exactly. And they literally let more, you know, like, what country? I can't remember. Like, almost like Eastern European countries that was basically, you know, like an access power. They basically gave everybody visas. Come fuck over here. Come on. Come fight, you know.
Yeah.
Come fight Nazis, you know.
Argentina.
Argentina, like, that was an escape route. I had dinner with somebody once. He's like, my grandfather came here and then and basically like in the early 40s, like, so where's he from? He's like, he won't tell me. I was like, is he white? And he's like, yeah. I was like, there's a 50-50 chance. He's either a Nazi or he's
Nazi.
Jewish. I'm going with Nazi. But,
I'm going with Nazi.
Because a few Jews actually did that as well. They like escaped. Like, I don't want anybody to know I'm Jewish because in case this shit happens again.
That's called being smart. But usually he was probably a Nazi.
Yeah, usually he's not a Nazi.
I think an old Jewish guy, old Jewish woman who got escaped, they would find a network and be like,
eventually, yeah, by
like
now,
me.
By now they would be like, yeah, we're, you know.
Yeah, me and you were akin. We did the same shit.
Exactly.
We both escaped, so. But, yeah, but Nazis would be like,
They pulled grants on and said, Bubba, let me tell you, you're Jewish. They wouldn't be like, Bubba, it's our time. We're Nazis.
And movies taught me.
You see this in America? like it took me. Some old Nazi dude has died on his deathbed looking at all this shit in America like,
yes,
we're back. And it croaked over like.
That's what America,
smile on his face.
American movie and TVs taught me that if you ever encounter like a 75-year-old Nazi man, he can fight you because he has like Nazi like fighting skills and shit. That's what movies taught me. Don't ask me why.
What if you do encounter a Nazi? Like, right now he's like, the earliest one's like, what, like 75?
He's old as fuck.
No, he's probably like 80, 90 now.
You an asshole for punching a Nazi?
Nah, man.
No, just, like, no,
a shit Nazi. Like, are you an asshole? Like,
no.
If he's wearing a Nazi uniform, hell no, nah, no. You got to punch that old motherfucker in his face.
No, 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 you got a uniform. That's not you a sin. You see this motherfucker at, like, Starbucks, and it's packed. He's there with his grandkids. They don't know he's Nazi, but you know 100% sure he's a Nazi. And if you don't do it now, he's never going to get punched in the face.
Fucking crack him.
And everybody's, for some reason, phone is on record right now. So you're going to have to explain to the world that that was a Nazi.
You punch me in the face. You fucking Nazi. Yeah, that's what you do.
Facts.
I know who you are, you fucking Nazi.
You gotta yell, you fucking Nazi.
You gotta say it.
If you're gonna do it in public, you gotta yell it.
But if you don't scream it, you just beat up an old man and you ain't shit. So scream Nazi. You fucking Nazi. If you don't say that, you're going down. You scream his name, his real name. Give him a good strong Nazi name. I don't even know any, but you give him a good strong one.
Okay, so you get like 24 hours advance of this, so you can like do your research, maybe even learn a German sentence to, like, you know.
Something, make him look at you. Like,
I knew it!
I knew it, you fucking
Nazi! I'm gonna punch this old, I'm gonna fuck this old man up. This old
dude, Nazi. Man. I'm gonna beat this man ass.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, because I be seeing motherfucking these American Nazis get their ass whooped, dog. This shit,
I think you would. Yeah. I think you'd be, like, internet famous in a sense. Like, it would be enough controversy to be like, I can't believe he punched that 80-year-old man. You'd be like, well, his grandfather is a fucking survivor. You know what I mean? Like,
GoFundMe would bail you out.
Yeah, I'd definitely punch a Nazi in the face, no matter the age.
That would be awesome.
What about a Nazi kid? You can't say you punch a kid.
Is he like Nazi-like?
Like Nazi-Nazi, like Nazi.
Like, what if, like, you know that picture of the kid with the little KKK uniform? Yeah. Like, what if he walked up to you? Would you kick him?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, kick him right in the little chest.
Go, you trick or treat, fuck off.
This is what.
You gotta kick him in his chest like Leonidas. This is Wakanda.
Kick him in a fucking hole.
Get your ass out of here. You little Nazi fucker.
You Nazi bastard. You gotta do the slow motion.
That's the first movie from Dirtbags, Nazi Killers. and from the moment the movie comes on, it's just killing Nazis.
It starts with every frame. A Nazi fucking kicked into a hole.
Yeah, Nazi kid.
You kick a Nazi kid in the chest right to a hole. Like, that's how you start a movie. Yeah. And then the credits roll. Music and all that shit.
Nazis. We kill them all.
That's three motherfuckers running through the jungle with military shit.
Everybody hates Nazis, man.
Everybody hates Nazis. They're the best.
It don't matter what kind of
Nazis. You'd be surprised, actually. America is turning. They're apparently communists are worse.
Americans seem to be...
Like, you call, like, one of these people on the internet, like, Nazi. They call you a communist. They think that's a worse call.
If you call...
Like,
you
better than being a communist. I'm like, no, it isn't.
You can't,
we're Americans.
You can't kill a Nazi dog, either. Definitely, because you can't kill no kind of dog. Nazi dog, terrorist dog.
Ooh, that's a good question. Like, if I saw like a Nazi dog, like a dog with like Nazi things, like
with a Nazi vest,
you can't kick him, right?
I would kick the shit out of that dog.
What if it was like a little cute little Pomeranian?
I can kick him far.
Punt that motherfucker. What if it's a
America? I want you to know this: if you don your dogs in Nazi attire, they will get kicked.
I'm gonna kick that shit.
I don't care how innocent or how he doesn't know what he's wearing, but you do.
I'm assuming
it's okay to say I will kick a kid if he was in Nazi garb, right?
Yeah, why not?
A Nazi kid.
He's learning how to hate you for no reason.
Yeah, a Nazi kid. You can kick dogs.
Give him a reason to hate you. Remember, like, you was a kid and you cried. Your mother saying, "Shut up, like, you something to cry about." Give him something to hate you for. Kick
him in
the chest.
Here's the thing. So, this is my theory of that, or at least my legal defense if this ever came up. So I'm Jewish. Nazis, was to exterminate Jews in a violent way. So if I see somebody in Nazi attire, I'm taking it as a threat, and all I'm doing is standing my ground.
That's how I feel.
Fuck you, kid.
That's how I feel.
Because
my stance is this, right? My stance is this. Any hate group who hates anybody, you know who they hate next or first? Black people.
No, it's always. It's either or.
That's what I see. Yeah. Because think about if next or first. Trying to kill Jews, my brain says they're going to kill black people next.
Oh, of course. It's always.
Or they're killing black people right now, you're just not talking about it. So it's
like a stock market type thing. Like, oh, what are we trading this year?
Next?
Oh, Juan Blacks is here. Oh, okay, buddy.
Oh, cool.
Jews was that was last.
That was so involved. Yeah, last year. Let's get black people this year. Yeah. Yeah, it'll sell. You'll see.
It's election year, so we gotta go black. We gotta go black. that's how I be feeling, though. Like,
cause guess what? Black people aren't blonde hair, blue eye.
Bro, we be getting killed all the time, but especially when it's election year. Election year, that shit ramp up. They're like, cue the police violence. Yes.
Just leave it somewhere.
Like on the Watchmen, where he can have squids fly out the sky. He just press a button, and they be like, police violence.
I read a meme. I don't know how true this is.
Niggas start getting beat.
Like, where these cops come from?
I read this meme the other day, and I wanted to say it was true. I read it on the internet, but I wanted it to be true. And it was basically saying that in Japan, the drug dealers are using drones to transport drugs across the city.
I can still see that.
But in the police, in order to combat them, they got bigger drones with nets on them to scoop them out of the sky.
Are you fucking serious?
So the drug dealers got bigger drones with bigger nets to scoop the sky. So basically, if they get scooped, you know, if one of the drones gets scooped, they come scoop them.
Prey versus prey versus prey. It's a food chain.
In an interview, the police said they have never had this much fun in their fucking lives. And I'm like, why couldn't it be like that? Why can't crime just be fun?
Why can't crime be fun?
That sounds like a great thing.
Like, that sounds... And I mean, ideally, like, there's no difference in like snatching a kid off the street that's selling drugs and snatching one of these drones off the streets. Like, there's a bigger entity in this. Like, you really got to get
so it's almost
in hopes
like
that you catch this drone or this kid, you might get a clue, and one might snitch you out that you get to the bigger fish.
So, in essence, you snatch a kid off the street, and on your way to the precinct, you get hit by a car, and you and the kid get snatched by a bigger drug dealer.
Yeah, but that's not happening. That's what I'm saying.
That's amazing.
In the drone world,
I play that in real life.
No, that's bodies. That's traffic jam for the people behind who have nothing to do with it.
Right? Yeah, I got.
But in the sky, like, maybe we'll get lucky and one of these drones will drop drugs all over us. So, you know,
yeah, like, wow, I just got a kilo.
But can you imagine, just like, dude, like, there's probably like a neighborhood where you can like watch this. Like, you just watch this like drone drama like unfold. Like,
just sit back with you.
Like, nah, it's the first and the 15th.
You actually even be like, you know what? I'm bored right now. Be like, hey,
what's today?
You'd be like, on one phone, you pick up, like, I'm gonna order some weed. And then another phone, you call the police saying that there's a drone in the sky.
You'd be like, yo.
For $20 minimum, they'll deliver, so.
That's fucking hilarious.
Now you got entertainment.
I'm just chilling. Beautiful. Like, yo, yeah, they selling drugs again.
They snatching drones again.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, what was. Broke back their example, that was bootlegging. Like, how did you know? Like, that's how NASCAR and all the fucking stock car races started. Was
that's how that the Dukes of Hazzard
was basically like, we put alcohol in our car, we got to outrun these cops from catching us, and that's the birth of racing. Like,
and as a kid, I didn't know that Dukes of Hazzard was about. I didn't know Dukes of Hazzard was about selling drugs and smuggling fucking alcohol as a kid.
I had no idea about that either.
America ain't shit. They teach you how to be a criminal and then say it's your fault.
No, totally.
No, that's how it
and
is.
Then they also had Daisy Duke to throw off the police with her cooter. And it had a cop named Cooter. What the fuck?
She had great legs.
She did, but come on.
There was, the Kennedys got
they
on
teach you all the wrong things as a
bootlegging.
Kid.
Oh, yeah. But I think that I'm actually kind of okay with this scale. Like, you can do fine in America, but if you want to go criminal, you better be really fucking good at it. And you can keep going. But if you're in that in between, we're going to get you. Like you know what I mean? Like,
be a good criminal or die.
Like, you better be fucking good. You better be Kennedy good. You know what I mean? Like, Trump good.
Yeah, those guys are good. They became president.
Exactly.
Like, when you're that good, you become a president from crime. Think about this. In 1988, I sell drugs. 2021, I'm president. I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm a bad motherfucker.
No, man.
That's like some ghost shit.
But that's how you do it, man. If you're going to do it, if you're going to fuck the system.
Not even tell a joke. You sell weed.
You can sell anything.
Because it's the same. Like, alcohol was not a... You know, it was frowned upon, but it wasn't like...
You could be like Trump's
it wasn't heroin. Like, you ask anybody in the... You know, not like fucking 1% of the country says heroin should be legal? Whereas, like, in Prohibition and times...
Heroin should not be legal.
60% of the country is like, hey, weed should be legal.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I think weed should be legal.
We just hear DMX? He's back to crime?
Yeah, so...
Which DMX? The one that barks or the old guy?
Yeah, DMX, the one that barks.
The one that barks.
They went
to our recording studio.
Yeah. Shout out to D, man. I can't wait for this new album drop. He said it's going to be 4 discs and 82 songs.
All catalog. Ad-libs.
All ad libs.
All by himself, too. No,
I'm trying to get him a contract that says 50% of his masters. So we'll see how that goes. As always, man, this is a High Class Dirtbags podcast, man.
Can I ask one question? How did Jay-Z get those masters? Was it part of like?
No, he's. I mean, yeah.
Did Kanye sell him the masters in the beginning?
Right, no, from his first like.
From like the Rockefeller days.
The initials.
Yeah.
So it was like back in the day. Yeah, like he's like, always had them.
You can be on my record the company. I'll give you a record deal.
So when you're a new guy, sweet deal is you own 50% of your masters. All right, man. That's a sweet deal.
Yeah. But then, you know, obviously Jay-Z can be like, yo, I gave you 50% when nobody was giving 50%.
So, you know.
But now everybody's got 100. I can't give you that.
Like, how much input does Jay-Z have on this? How much creative control, like creativity, did Jay-Z input onto his first few?
We'll look into it and we'll figure it out.
I'll
come back.
Six of those songs. All right, so we have a homework for us.
Podcast people. Yeah,
check that out. All right. Well, as always, it's your boy Olansky.
Pretty you from the avenue.
I'm Warren again. Oh, no. Happy Yom Kippur, everybody.
Keep
happy
the year. Change, you filthy animal.
Yeah,
move for me, dog.
Bam, 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 bam. Good fast.
What's up? Boop, boop, ba. 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 Boop, boop.